Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Heartwarming movies about at the moment. New civil rights film you may have heard about called The Help. Little Aussie flick about a dog that's become big by word of mouth. And there's also a nasty Hollywood flick that you may be better off avoiding about horrible bosses with a very imaginative title. All of those opinions can be attributed to Ben McKechnie, our film reviewer. He's on the line now. Hi, Ben.
Hello, mate. How
Welcome
going?
Back. Great, thanks, mate. Tell us about The Help first. It's a wonderful-looking civil rights film. I've heard some great raps about this.
Yeah, and look, to be perfectly honest, which I am all the time, obviously, but just to 100% confirm this, when I heard about The Help, when I saw the trailers for it, I thought it was going to be terrible, thought it was going to be really boring and kind of sentimental and mushy and telemovie and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I couldn't have been more wrong. I just could not have been more wrong. And this film goes for 2.5 hours. For me, it could have gone for five.
Wow, that's a big rap.
It was just an excellent piece of work, and I don't remember coming out of a movie feeling inspired and challenged to the point where, like, it's a film that really does boil down to sort of that individuals can make a difference. That's what the film is getting at, and there's plenty of films that have done this over time, and I think a lot of people, like myself included, can be very blasé about them. Hmm. But The Help definitely challenged me to, you know, kind of get up and speak out. And we should point out very quickly what the storyline is about. It's set in the 60s in Mississippi, and it's sort of focuses on a young white woman played by an actress called Emma Stone. And she wants to be a journalist, and she doesn't want to go off and get married and have a family like most of her other mates do, but she wants to have a career. She starts writing articles with an Afro-American maid of another family, and then through their friendship, and then they hit upon this project where Skeeter is the white woman. She's going to write a book about the help, the Afro-American maids, from their perspective, how they see life from their perspective. And then what unfolds within this small community in Mississippi is just extraordinary from not just from a civil rights perspective, but from just how human beings treat each other. And particularly along the lines of prejudice and particularly racial on this occasion.
Yes.
It's amazing piece of work.
Okay. Now to Red Dog, something completely different. Who'd have thought that an animal movie could do so well at the box office?
Yeah, and an Australian one to boot.
Too right.
Yeah, Australian films haven't been doing that great at the box office in the past couple of years. But Red Dog, I think, demonstrates not only that Australians will go to see Australian films, but people actually want to go see a film that's, you can't really think of a better word than nice. It's a really nice film and remarkably inoffensive, I think. So there's elements even in The Help that I think people might struggle a bit with, particularly even some Christians. There's a couple of Christian characters in The Help, and the way that they kind of twist or manipulate the biblical teachings is, like, sort of shocks me to the core. Whereas Red Dog, about the strongest you'll get is a couple of swear words, and there's one sex scene, but you don't see anything. It's just a couple in bed. That's about it. So this is a PG film about, this is based on a true story, and it's set up in Dampier in the north of Western Australia, about a dog who was taken in by the community, and just how the community kind of, how the dog impacted on the community, and that's pretty much it. That's the story.
Yep.
Right there. But this film has been the word of mouth hit of the year easily, and it sort of came out of nowhere. And it's a movie that actually made more money each week at the box office than the week before, which, yeah, it's just sort of largely unheard of. And I can only put it down to, it's just people want to see something that's nice.
Yeah.
And something that they're not going to walk out of feeling repulsed by.
Too right.
You know, there's not guns going off or all these special effects, or it's just, you know, I think at some level it's a little bit of a whitewashed portrait of a far-flung mining community. I think I'd say that as a minor criticism of the film.
Okay.
But overall, I think the reason the film's done so well, it keeps getting back to that word nice.
Yeah.
Really nice film.
Red Dog and The Help are the two films at the top of our list whenever we get the time to watch a movie. Now, just quickly before we go, Horrible Bosses, maybe not so.
No, not so much. Look, it's an American comedy, great cast. Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston, Colin Farrell, Kevin Spacey. are all in this film. As the title suggests, yes, there are horrible bosses in the film. And Jason Bateman and a couple of his mates, one night at the pub, when they're talking about how bad their bosses are, they hit upon this notion that they're going to kill their bosses, and they kind of laugh it off. And then the next day, wake up and think, oh, maybe we should do it. And then the rest of the film is about them trying to do it. And I just think, like, the premise just doesn't really hold water. They just don't really sell it as strongly as... Do you remember that movie with Danny DeVito called Throw Mama from the Train?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah, with, like, terribly black, like, dark humour. But if you want to see a movie about, you know... Actually, I probably shouldn't be advocating this, but anyway...
No. Not nice.
Not nice at all at that premise. This one's got the same one, doesn't hold it up. But I think if you want to think about horrible bosses really deeply, and you don't have to go see it to think about this, is that the attitudes that these men are talking about, so it's a bit like Jesus and the Beatitudes, and how he points out that what we think about, you know, internally within our heart can often be worse than, say, the actions that we're actually doing.
Yes.
So just because you haven't murdered someone, but you've thought about it, doesn't make you really, in the scheme of things, doesn't make you any better.
Indeed.
So, I think if as a point of reflection on horrible bosses, it actually like caused me to sit there and think about my own heart. And, you know, what would Jesus say about what I think? And I'm no better off than anybody else. So I did get some moment of reflection out of Horrible Bosses, but by and large, most of my reflection was, this isn't very funny.
Easily missed.
Crap.
Ben McKeggan.
And I wish I was watching The Help again.
Ben, thank you so much. Good on you.
Thanks, mate. Have a great week.
Ben's film critic from Empire Magazine and for us here on Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.